Well, the federal government's rolled out a number of measures to deal with the growing coronavirus threat. It'll spend $2.4 billion on its health response, which includes 100 new respiratory clinics, Medicare bulk billing for doctors conducting telehealth consultations, and some support measures for the aged care workforce. For a response and a look at what else might need to be done, we're joined now by Dr. Andrew Miller, the president of the WA branch of the Australian Medical Association. Thanks for joining us.
Great to be here, Glenn.
First, what's your reaction to the government's moves?
Terrific. Yes, this is a great start. And you can see the wheels are starting to turn. And we're now on to saying, righto, we've got that, but we need to really get in place during this containment phase, relatively luxurious quiet. And we want to flatten out that curve of bad cases. So we've got a few other things we need to do.
A few other things. You have expressed concern that preparations for a pandemic were progressing a bit too slowly for you. Why was that?
Well, it's not a surprise to anyone that if you're trying to get something done quick involving all seven or eight branches of government in introducing it, isn't going to happen in a speedy, efficient fashion. But look, let's not worry about that. We're getting there now, and people are seeing an example of what we need to do. And I think the community aren't panicking. The community is smarter than that. They realise we're facing a big problem. They're watching the world news and they understand what's going on elsewhere. And they're now thinking, well, what can we do to prevent that here? Telehealth's a good start, but it needs to be expanded to everything, not just GPs assessing a possible coronavirus, because we've got a lot of business as usual and we're going to have a lot of doctors stuck at home because they'll get quarantined at some point or another. And so those doctors need to be able to look after all of the other patients that don't have coronavirus remotely as well.
Indeed, they are on the front line. Do you fear our health system mightn't be able to cope if what happens in other affected countries is repeated here?
No business can cope when all its customers arrive at once. This is all about delaying, delaying, delaying. So what we're saying to the community is, number one, we need priority healthcare worker testing for coronavirus so we can tell them, yes, no, you cannot go back to work as quickly as possible because they're going to be rare as hen's teeth. And for the community, their role, what they need to understand is, if you can, for us on the front line, if you can slow down the spread of this thing through your community by not gathering together and by practicing good hygiene and that sort of thing, and perhaps even we're going to have to close your schools, that's almost certain. If you can do those things for us, what you're doing is you're delaying the number of really severe cases that we see all at once. Because in other places, there's always been an epicenter where the hospitals can't cope because instead of having three or four patients with pneumonia, they suddenly have 30 or 40. And that's really distressing to us to see what our Northern Italian colleagues are going through at the moment. We don't want to see that happening here. So we thank the community in advance for their cooperation. Don't panic, but please get prepared.
So do you support the suggestion by a Sydney emergency doctor that we should perhaps follow Italy's lead and introduce some widespread quarantines?
Well, the interesting countries to watch, in my view, about how closely we're going to mirror Italy is have a look at France, Spain and Germany over the next couple of weeks. They're between us and where Italy is. And if what has happened in Italy starts to happen in places there, we know what we need to do. The Italians have been saying, go hard, go early, shut things down. You know, if you have to forego a few football matches in order to prevent an ICU here and there ending up with double their capacity so that people can get the proper treatment when they really need it, those super sick ones, then that's worth it, okay? It'll be worth the disruption. We know it's hard economically. We know people's businesses are in trouble. GP's businesses, of course, are in trouble as well when they have to close for weeks on end. So we're full sympathy, but come with us on the journey. The AMA and the doctors are there to do everything we can for the community. Unlike politicians, we can't spin. We always tell you the truth. It's hard truth sometimes. We have to sit with patients and guide them through really difficult times. And that's what we're doing with the community now. We're sitting with you and we're saying, look, we're really sorry about this diagnosis in your community. This is going to be a tough time, but we'll work together and we'll get through it, okay?
Many people have already made the long journey to Melbourne for the Grand Prix this Sunday. We've seen a lot of arts festivals and other events cancelled here and overseas. Do you think this race should be going ahead?
Well, I wouldn't have let it go ahead if I was in charge, but I'm not. I think the thing is, though, we can make the best of that situation. It could be a great education opportunity, teach an entire crowd how to behave in a way that doesn't transmit a virus. Otherwise, in a couple of weeks' time, there's going to be some nurse, some doctor, some orderly, some admin staff supporting dozens more cases in an emergency department somewhere in Victoria than we would want. So let's just educate the people of this event. This is going to be different. You've got to keep your distancing up, and you've got to, if any sort of symptoms, you've got to stay away. Great hand hygiene, no handshaking, no kissing. Let's see if we can turn what is possibly should have been cancelled into something that's a demonstration of how to do it right.
Dr. Andrew Miller, thanks for joining us.
Great to be here.
The president of the Western Australian branch of the Australian Medical Association.